And I was so happy for them because like every like it was legit kind of crowded in there. A lot of people came. Yeah. I mean, there were like four bands, but still. It was an all-age show, so like Percy got to go with me, and I had her take the pictures because she's better than I am at that. Mm-hmm. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
He said it was one of his best show experiences ever. There was a lot of people there. It was really cool. And they debuted their newer song. It was cool. What you been up to?
Work.
Work.
Pretty much all I do. Work, work, work.
Living the dream, huh, bud?
Truck's in the shop, so.
Why?
We think the transmission was slipping. But hopefully.
I hope not.
It's not going to be because it's going to cost more than I have in the bank account to fix it if it does.
Transmissions are not cheap, friend.
They're not.
The used new transmission I got on my car a couple years ago was $4,500, which was about half of what the car is worth. I don't have any updates. I kind of backed off a little this week for training.
Yeah.
And, Oh, you're very chatty.
I'm just tired today. It's been a long week. It's been a very long week. So I've been working really hard on some songs, like two in specific, and I think they're one of them. I have one line I need to fix in it, and then the other, I need to do the arrangement's almost done. It's just the lyrics need to be tweaked. But
when you say one line you need to fix, what do you mean by that?
Well, let's say you have a verse and the verse has four lines in it. I need to fix one of the lines in the verse.
Okay.
So and when you say
fix, do you mean like change the words or do you mean like sing it different?
Change the words.
Okay.
Keep the rhythm and melody the same.
Just change. You don't like the words.
I like the words. My co-writer does not. He seems to think something else could go there that would be better. But to me, it kind of makes sense. But I'm going to entertain him because he's right on a lot of stuff. Like this last one. This one, it's called, what is it called? It's called At All.
And I love that you didn't even know the name of your own song for a second. You were like, what was it called? Which one?
See, the funny thing is depending on how I get them, I have a bunch of alias titles.
Mm.
Like I have this one that's just an instrumental and I call it Where's Wonder Woman. But I don't have lyrics at all.
Where did you come up with that shit? Where is Wonder Woman? Never mind. You're a nerd. I don't need an answer to that.
I don't know. I just pull shit out of my ass. Someone will ask me what it is, and I can't go, I don't know. I just make something up. But this new one called At All was meant to be three verse song, AAA,
mm-hmm.
with a gratuitous solo, and then. So me and Ron have been working on it, taking stuff out, and he'll be like, we need to do this. And I kind of use formulas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so in this one, I was trying to have the first two lines of the verse start with my.
Mm-hmm.
Have the next one. So it'd be like, the first one would be like my
blah, blah, blah,
body,
blah.
My body part. So you name a body part, my mm-hmm. foot. And then the second line would be like, my attitude, you know, something like that. And then the third verse is something that you ain't going to do, but it's going to be the kind of ain't that's going to be the actual opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final two are just a repeat.
Okay.
But the tagline has changed quite a few times. So the tagline originally when I first wrote it was, I'm so lonely, but I don't miss you at all.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that line because I was like, damn it, I wish I wrote that.
So Ron kept going, I hate that line.
Why? It's so good.
And
Ron, no.
So I threw out a bunch of different ones and it's almost like a dance whenever you're trying to write, hammer out lyrics and stuff. And the thing I like about writing with our other artist is we totally write lyrics differently, so he'll like kick me over something to tell me to look at it, and I'll send him back going, This is what I think. And so we have this song called Hump Diddy City we were working on. So he sent it to me and I was like, this is just chaos. And so I kind of took it and changed stuff around and moved stuff around and sent it back to him. And he's like, and his response was, well, that's one way to write it. And I was like, Rick, why don't you just tell me it sucks? It's not going to hurt my feeling. It's not like it was the first.
Round Rock Rick, is it who we're interviewing that said that?
Yeah.
Or is it somebody else? That's hilarious.
Dude, I haven't seen you in like forever.
Well, then,
did you change your hairstyle since we last saw each other?
No, it's called brushed.
So while Rick's getting his shit straight, I'm going to go ahead and do his introduction if that's okay. What the hell did I just drop?
Look, old man, I'm going to need you to get it together, guys.
Shut up. You ready? I'm going to do the intro now. You ready?
When he can't hear it?
That means purpose? I can say whatever I want. I'll wait till he gets back. I have a plan.
Oh, okay.
All right, Rico. I'm going to do your introduction right now, okay? Are you ready? This artist cut his musical teeth in a band called Scalded Ape and Touch My Monkey. He's also known as Ricochet Burns from the Pinhole Burns. Let's welcome Round Rock Rick from Ding Dong, Texas. Welcome to Sound Pollution Podcast. Man,
thank you so much.
Ding Dong, Texas.
I learned a long time ago, there's a lot in Texas towns. Almost every name you can imagine. There's Palestine, there's Paris, Lebanon. What? You tell me. But there's no Ding Dong.
No, there is a Ding Dong.
Really?
Yeah, I looked it up. Corrected. I found it.
Wow. Amazing.
It's awesome. Next to Pelotas, Texas.
Then the only error there with my fabulous intro, Brent, was Touch My Monkey, not a real band.
That's just something you like to do? Before you got on, I was talking to her about how you and me write differently. And I was talking to her about Hump Diddy City when you sent me the lyrics. And I sent back lyrics and you go, that's one way to write it. And I was like, Rick, if you think it sucks, just say it sucks.
That's one way. Not the right way, but it's all right.
You didn't even say that wasn't the right way. You just kind of like, huh.
Well, there was potential there. You know, it took me till yesterday to find the third verse. Got it yesterday at practice.
Yeah, yesterday was fun. We had some good stuff going on. So it's always fun to do songs with Rick because he always does something fucking totally nuts, either lyrically or musically or both. So I never know what the hell we're going to be doing when we pull out a new song. So it's kind of fun. You don't let me participate in lyric development, but you do let me help with arrangement, so I do appreciate that.
Well, yeah, you did a fabulous job there, including with Hump Diddy City. I think the tune we wrote together last was quite a long time ago, Man Cave.
Yeah.
Got me Man Cave. Cave Make Happy.
Wait.
Yeah, we wrote a song. That was like, what, 20
years ago? It was before
Man
Cave was much of a thing. It was like people first started talking about what a man cave was. That's how old we are. But yeah, got me a Man Cave. Cave Make Happy.
Cave what?
Cave Make Happy. Got me Man Cave. Cave Make Happy.
Okay.
This is caveman talk. You want to take out any, you know, thes and ands and all the participles and just simple words.
That sounds like you guys.
It is. I totally forgot about that song until you said it.
I don't know how it goes. I don't know how the actual chords would go, but
we had to resurrect that puppy.
You should. You should play it right now.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's probably no recording of that. That was when we were in a quarter of a garage. Makeshift walls with the smell of some type of sweet leaf.
Yeah, not patchouli. I'm sure that The carpet wall didn't keep that out from the outside either.
Carpet wall. No.
Blanket wall.
Sometimes we would just lay against it and rub the wall.
What was that movie where he talked about the fuzzy walls?
That was Get the Greek.
Get him to the Greek. I'm not drinking this time because last time I drank, I ruined the interview.
I saw the previews of that. You were being encouraged to drink before the interview and everything. And like, how did that turn out?
It was fucking chaos.
Oh, I just pretty so much sat bad. There he the did. Whole he time. Just sat there. I felt so bad. I texted him the next day. I was like, I am sorry.
No, but Cherry was following your lead, though.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was. Her husband brought her own wine, and then it was over. Fine. I had fun.
So, Rick, what have you been up to?
So, this week's been a lot of the preparations for next Saturday. So
what's happening next Saturday?
Next Saturday, March 16th, the South by Sand Bass, number 3.
That's right.
And of course, this is another Meals on Wheels fundraiser.
What does Meals on Wheels do?
Well, I'm sure most people are familiar, but it's feeds elderly, disabled. People may not always know
house
this
bound.
Part.
Yeah.
But also pets. So if you have elderly friends, parents, etc., that have their pets that have needs as well beyond the people themselves, Meals on Wheels can also assist there.
So other than South by Sam Bass, what else is going on, dude?
Well, even more about that, that's a big deal this week for me as well. But the big change this year and a big achievement for us is we're going to have free beer, as usual.
Woo!
And this year, it's the first keg is sponsored by Third Level Brewing here in Round Rock. So it's a new microbrewery right down the road here on Highway 79, and some real good guys in their clinic. I had my single release party down there back in October, and now for them to step up and donate a keg for us, that's real big time.
So other than South by Sam Bass, you have a big change, life change happening here. Normally you play with Uncle Brent and the No Stone, or you and me do songwriter series together,
yeah.
But you're a total bastard. Why are you a total bastard, Rick?
I guess I want to let anyone know that wants to break into my house this summer that I won't be around. So thanks, Brent.
No, but we all know have a roommate.
I'm going to actually be fortunate enough to spend the summer not in Texas, but in Michigan. We're near where I was born there in Michigan, and you're glad I went up here, but you're able to avoid the Texas heat and sit back. Enjoy some lake time, playing some different venues up there. Hopefully, they got some couple breweries that I played at 3 years ago, and just enjoy not being in Texas with this summer.
Yeah, I'm with you. If I lived that far south, I'd be like, well, it's June, so.
Yeah,
I mean, I was younger. I used to be able to handle it, go out and play golf, but things have changed also. The sun is hotter than it used to be. I mean, on my skin, at least. I don't know how y'all feel, but things are just too much, and it just goes on too long here, so I've got to get a break. Since I'm fortunate enough to do it, I'm going to abscond.
So you're going to leave Brent all to himself? He's going to be unsupervised. Well, not really, because he has Julia, but other than that.
He'll be under a doctor's supervision.
Dr. Bill.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so basically Rick's taken off for a few months, and so it'll be me, Jesse, the Outlaw, and Dr. Bill. So we'll be holding down the fort till Rick comes back. And
yeah, like I said, if there's anybody out there that wants to hire us, as long as I can get $3,000 for a gig, I'll be back. Moment's notice.
He'll fly in.
Yeah, he'll fly in.
Limousine picks him up at the airport. Fully stocked bar.
Well, Rick, your summer plans sound pretty awesome. If you want to send me $3,000, I'll come hang out.
All right.
You know it would be really cool if you're able to go down there and get things set up and find a few venues. And maybe we could do a little tour from Texas up there, the whole band, you know, like the next year when you're flying back north,
you know,
we could just all go together. Yeah.
We could just drive it together. Oh my God, all of you guys on the road.
We're pretty mild now by this time.
What are y'all talking about?
I was like, you guys on the road driving all the way up north? Oh no.
Well, we'll have a few shows in between, you know, so we'll stop.
That's, you're just going to be trouble.
I'm bringing everyone with me. I mean, my whole family will go.
Oh, well, then that's great. Then it'll be fine.
Take care of him.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, no, it'll be fun. It'll be an opportunity because I've always wanted to do an IH-35 corridor tour.
No doubt.
Explain to the listeners what that is because they may not know what that is.
35, not only is it hell, but it is
hell.
It's a road that goes right down, pretty much right down the middle of Texas. So pretty much if you want to go north slowly, you get on that and go up north. Or if you want to go south slowly, you go south on 35. But it's just kind of like one of the major highway in Texas.
Well, if you keep going, you can go all the way to Minnesota.
So yeah, really?
All the way, Oklahoma City, no, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it goes through Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma, then all the way north.
Yeah, so.
I want to go.
So.
Right.
You guys better not leave me out. Pissed. I'll bring somebody.
Well, you just get on your little big wheel with your little bent toe and hit the road.
Dude, I like hurt that toe the other day. Like, it was so bad that Percy went, oh, shit, you broke your toe. And I was like, shh, don't speak.
don't talk, it may hear you. My toe is sensitive, it can hear.
I was like, I'm not looking at it. Percy, is it bent funny? She was like, no, but it's red.
She's probably like, Mom, it hasn't been straight since you broke it the first time.
I have a toe-gina, yeah.
Looks like it's
like this now.
Whenever you take off your sock, you can hear Van Halen in the background. Dun, 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 dun. Or Kool in the Gang.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cartoon. It just swells like a red balloon.
It's bad. But look, if you guys are doing something, we can throw sound pollution in on it. I'm just saying, I'll follow.
Okay.
She'll be in college and working. Like, I can just do what I want.
There you go. What does that feel like? I'm never going to know what that feels like. I'm going to die.
You're going to die with children in your house. You might. Yeah, yeah. It's weird. She's not actually going to move out because in order to keep her from staking out any student loans, she's going to live with me through college.
Right.
And work and pay off her college as she goes.
Yep.
And I'm just going to try not to be home very much.
Well, hopefully she won't be like me and take 10 years to get through college.
Nah, she can't. She doesn't like school enough for that.
I didn't like it either, thus 10 years.
Is that what happened?
Then they majorly, they're like, hey, go.
Oh, it's wild. They grow up too fast.
That's for sure.
I don't like it. And everybody's like, oh, you're free. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't really think I know what to do with myself or like who I am without somebody going, Mom, Mama, Mommy.
And you still react to the grocery store. If somebody says, Mom, you're like, what?
I do.
Like,
and if a baby starts crying, I'm like, what? Who needs it?
Do you pop a breast out? You're ready to go.
Like, who needs the milk?
I got it. It's ready. Get your mouth ready. Well, you know what's funny? I've never done that, but.
When now you will.
When I've been in Walmart and I hear a blood-screedling cry, I know it's one of my kids. Like one time I was like, where the hell did they go? Wah! Oh, there they are. Who needs an intercom when your children have that amount of
air horns? Yeah, but they're so great, though. Your kids are so great. So cute.
Did you want to ask him any questions or anything?
Well, who all is playing at South by Sam Bass?
Yeah, so good question. Besides Round Rock, got my buddy Joe Pratt, and then my buddy Spencer B. Liscano, Gypsy Blues. He's been at prior events, very talented. Of course, Uncle Brent and the No Stone Band, 4:50 till 5:50, so about an hour full. And then some old buddies of mine way back in the part of a prior band called the Rick Zimmerman Conspiracy, short-lived. They're called NOV, and this is some instrumental, heavy metal, kind of in the vein of Ronnie Montrose, Mix Jeff Beck, kind of Dixie Drag, and then newer band that Never Enters, kind of classic rock sound, originals, pretty straightforward. And then we wrap it all up with the Dojo Pancake.
Did you say Dojo Pancake?
Dojo Pancake.
That's a fucking amazing band name. Yeah,
they played at Oktoberfest for us back in October. And psychedelic rock, kind of tripping out to finish the night.
Yeah, you got a longer lineup this year than you did last year.
I think we had longer spots last year.
No V used to be the Rick Zimmerman Conspiracy, and the way they became No V was when they started practicing without Rick.
That's kind of messed up.
It is like messed up.
We got through all that friends now, and then and now. But, you know, I tell you, I would have put my own band back then as well, because it wasn't what it is now. And I think I've improved a lot.
So what's it like working with Uncle Brent? Because, I mean, I work with him a little bit here, and he can be equal parts, really, like, have your back to die for, loyal, and an asshole at the same time. He can't even deny it. Look at his face. He's like, nope, that's right. That's an accurate description.
I've known him so long. It's just all part of the Oreo cookie of Brent, whatever you want to call it.
Crunchy. You got to get to the creamy center.
Creamy center there.
The center's a lot thicker now than it used to be,
it's
boys and girls.
It's a double stuffed Oreo.
Yeah, but never a dull moment. I mean, just the motivation. Is a huge thing, and just
he is the big motivator. You
know, in between the times we played in the past and play now, I wasn't playing, and he was still out there banging it year after year. So that kind of persistence is a respect.
But there's never
a
dull moment.
You can see it when he starts to tell a joke. It's like, ah, here we go. In the beginning, or he starts to say something like, which way? You know, it's always exciting. You never know which way the phrase might turn.
I never know what's going to come out of his face holes.
Then my job's done.
But he is motivating, and he is loyal, and he is really creative. But what is the songwriting process like between you guys? Do you just send them back and forth like you were talking about in the intro? Like, how does it work?
It's a bunch of different ways with Rick. Because I've known him, almost 30 years now?
Holy
shit.
That's
about right, man.
So
that's a long friendship. You don't hear about that anymore.
And I wasn't playing, and he was playing, and he said he needed another musician, and he kept looking around, and he goes, well, I guess you'll do. You're breathing. So he got me in, and I started playing bass for him. And so kind of the foundation of how we function as a team was built during that, because Rick's kind of like the leader as far as I think he's
choice with, you know, what the material we're gonna play.
Yeah, so, and he still does a lot of the lead stuff, and so, or just in practice, someone will play something and then we'll start reacting to each other, like Hump Diddy City, which we haven't recorded yet, but he just brought this idea in and we just kind of started spinning out,
like,
from there.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, that's a cool lick. And so then the next week he came back to practice and he had lyrics for it. And so then we kind of hammered out the arrangement over the next 2 weeks. And then we hammered out more of the arrangement yesterday. I think we finally nailed down the arrangement yesterday. It's fun because you never know, because Rick does music way different than I do. And I don't... Mm-hmm. Rick just kind of like says, okay, where are the rules? Get the matches and gasoline. And I'm kind of more like, okay, this is the structure I want to follow. So I kind of make my own rules, like depending on the song or whatever. But Rick is just like a...
Yeah, I don't mind if you take two parts that maybe shouldn't go together or whatever, just put them together.
We just throw things at each other, you know, and sometimes, most of the time I'll throw him lyrics and he'll just be like, I'm not touching that. I'm not catching that. But you
what's
know,
the, what's your favorite song you guys have written together?
Probably Home Diddy City right now. I mean,
there's gotta be some.
It's right there. It's got so much potential. It's just ready to.
Okay. Other than that out. Song, what's your favorite song you've ever written together?
Man Cave.
Kind of count Hey as far as the song Hey that's out there on Spotify everywhere. As far as you bring me that part to take the breakdown part. Instead of it just kind of going on for 3 minutes and never changing dynamics, brought that into it.
Yeah, that's a fun song. Everyone loves that song.
What's y'all's favorite song to play when you're playing live together?
Hey, I like Hey because everyone interacts. But as far as musically, I would probably say Worried Feet or Without Love. And Without Love is the song that we will be going into.
We're going to talk about that right now. What a great transition that I just ruined for you, Brent.
You didn't ruin for me. I was setting
you, were
head, you up.
You were heading there. You were setting me up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's kind of a riff and chords I've had, the basic part, the verse part for a long time. And it kind of took a while to get what I wanted for the chorus. I guess the title came first, Without Love, is like, how do we live life without love? And the lyrics are, you know, kind of go through how it's not good.
No.
The pain of being in that situation and without love. It doesn't, you know, kind of explain a whole lot. It just lets the chorus speak for itself. And then with the kick-ass guitar lead right in the middle to fire you up. And what we changed from the recorded version is putting a breakdown in the third verse. So kind of stops, gives a different dynamic there, breaks it down to the drum and the vocal, kicks back in and finishes strong.
Yeah, I was listening to my Round Rock Rick playlist today, and I was like, why don't our originals ever sound like they do in the recording? And I personally think it's because everything I get hold of, I bastardize. But why do you think that is, Rick?
Yeah, so why doesn't it sound like the recording? I think, you know, the recording's a moment in time and you know, that captures where the song was at that time. I don't feel like a song has to be, you know, ever really finished. And so when we take it and do a little different piece to it, I think that just is part of the life of the song. It makes it better in the long run.
So your philosophy as a song is ever evolving as you bring family members in and out of your playing circle. Is that what you kind of see it as?
Yeah, definitely. I think it, you know, has room to grow and to live. It doesn't have to be, you know, stuck to. I mean, it's kind of a thing that I heard Frank Zappa talk about. It's why you want to go out there every night and play the same solo, as hard and intricate as it might be, but play the same notes every single night as you recorded them, instead of, you know, having, you know, musicians around you and that can kind of go with the changes and go with some creativity and something that's made up there on the spot and use your you know, that creativity and kind of make it a whole different thing.
It's a long day, I don't know what to say. I stay home alone, and I just get stoned. It's a long night, nothing does feel right. Cause it ain't a joke, when your life gets broke. Without love, without some love. Without love, without some love. Without love, without some love. Without love. Oh, now. Be a long time till I really feel fine. I go out alone, stand around, go home. Be a long ride to be alive inside. I try to see ahead, but it all looks dead. Without love, without some love. Without love, without some love. Without love, without some love. Without love. Have a long cry, screaming why oh why. I come out to play, I'm a freak anyway. It's a long minute, just stuck here in it. I'd like to find someone, I don't trust you none. Without love, without some love. Without love, without some love. Without love. Without some love, without love. Oh, now, now.
You're not as crazy as Zappa is, though.
No, but that is definitely one of my inspirations, though.
Why do people consider him crazy? This is so off topic, but I just need to know.
I think to me, a lot of it goes to just his willingness to use cuss words and be scatological and say some really nasty stuff. And so, like,
I like him.
Said some pretty nasty stuff, and also just the, you know, having a xylophone solo that lasts for 3 minutes on the song. I mean, just these kind of, you know, jazzier different things, you know, never boring.
Well, I'd watch videos of him, and they would be doing their set in a live show, and he would have specific moves he would do. And when he would do that move, they would change to a reggae beat.
Right.
Just in the middle of the song. So, I mean.
Some kind of baseball signal or something.
Yeah. And so you would have the basic structure of the song, but at any point in time, you know, whereas when I'm playing live, everything could fall apart, you know, in a bad way. But when he did it, you'd create a whole new thing. And the musicians, you know, Steve I was one of his freaking musicians. Yeah, so right. They were able to keep up with that and do what needed to be done to keep the train on the tracks. And so, you know, Rick's writing style is a lot like that. But when we play, when we practice, it's kind of free. Someone will present an idea musically and we will follow. But we tend not to do that live because... Because I think Bill would probably stab us after the show if we did that too many times.
Well, I think we just need more time, too. The more, you know, more miles we put under our belt together as well, the more some of that's going to come naturally. You'll start to hear, you know, you'll hear those things behind you when someone wants to change or do something different.
Do you have any cool things coming up recently? Like, are you going to release any new songs? Are you working on any new songs? What are you doing as far as that goes?
Yeah, I think the big next thing is going to include Hump Diddy City, of course, but I want to get a few things down and recorded so then over the next couple of months while I'm in Michigan, I can come back and kind of refine the vocals on them and release them. So Hump Diddy, of course, and then one we play out all the time, Saline Solution, which is about basically about crying and not being afraid to cry and to work through your troubles that way. And then maybe another one I haven't really played for y'all very much is called Worry About Me. And so I've changed the intro to it a little bit. But I don't know if we maybe want to add a couple other things to it. But that's probably the next one I want to try to work up with y'all called Worry About Me. It's kind of like somebody saying, oh, everything's fine. Don't worry. And the chorus is actually Worry About Me.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool one. I've actually heard that quite a few times. I like that one. But the next one is Medication. But didn't that have a different title in the beginning?
Yeah, that was my latest release. So that was released late October last year. And it used to be called Fork Merge, like you're taking a fork in the road or you're merging back in. which is a little obtuse since neither of those words occur in the song or have anything to do with the song. So we changed it to medication, which is part of the chorus, which is kind of related to music as medication and you know, a way to soothe the soul. So it's kind of punchy, poppy, real up-tempo, fun song with a little bit of a little smoky, trippy bridge in there that kind of slows things down about two-thirds in.
Yeah, I like the bridge.
Thank you.
The it has a 50s feel to it. The first time you played that for me, I was like,
yeah, I should say, sounds... yeah, that part, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, man, this sounds like a doo-wop kind of song. And you do doo-wop. And you do a little bit of Scooby-Dooby-Doo, too.
a little bit of unauthorized scatting there.
Mm-hmm. How did that song
ever authorized?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it depends if you're Steven Tyler or not, or Gwen Stefani.
Cab Calloway.
So how did that song come about? You spoke a little bit about what it means. It's about music being a form of medication that enables you to get through stuff. But how did that? What was the genesis of putting that together?
So far back, that's one of the lyrics actually go so far back to when I was in college and went to see The Who. So this is early 1980, and it was,
same.
I guess it was a year after, basically, because the first lyric is a day and time a year ago. And so I was thinking back a year ago, I was at the Who concert, and now what's happened since? And just, you know, that kind of, you know, inspiration from those guys way back, of course, in my high school days and everything and back. But just that, you know, that inspiration and thinking about being at that concert and stuff and that feeling kind of started it.
This is a question I've always wanted to ask you. Who is your influence as far, because Rick plays bass, guitar, lead guitar, vocals, scat. So my question is this. You can't have the same mentor on all three or five of those. So who do you like? Who's like your idol on bass that you try to emulate? Who's your vocalist idol that you try to emulate? And who is your guitarist idol you try to emulate? Do you know the answer to that question?
I know what the answer isn't. I don't have a specific one for each of those. I think that what it made me think about where you're asking that question is that really it's not so much for me about trying to be a virtuoso on guitar, which I'm obviously not, or bass, or, you know, to be an operatic singer or to be, you know, a diva singer. It's about the song and finding a way just to get that out. And so if the song, you know, has an acoustic guitar that I want to have in it, and it has vocals, then I've got to play the guitar and sing it. If I want there to be a lead on it in the end, maybe I'm not going to play all the notes that I hear in my head, but I can kind of get an idea where the melody should start so someone can pick that up and write the lead part. So, you know, to me, it's always about in service of the song, and maybe the person that embodies that for me would be Neil Young.
Okay, I can see that. Actually, I can hear that.
I was going to say, for sure.
Yeah, your acoustic, some of your strumming patterns really remind me of him. You know, the way you play your acoustic guitar reminds me of him.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I need to learn how to play harmonica. That would be a nice addition, but I haven't tried that.
I wanted to know how to do that.
I mean, it doesn't look hard, but it's got to be way harder than it looks. That's just one thing. It's just that one thing back and forth that there's... It's got to be a little harder than it looks.
Has to be. Has to be.
Day out of time. Yara go. Time between. It all go. Cut it up. Two by two. In the mood, for something new. Oh yeah, on the mood for something new. Our music can experience with future implications.
You know, Rick, I'm just so glad that you started playing music again, because I find you're always challenging me. You know, you never accept, you know, when I offer you something, but, you know, at least.
Hey, time out. Time out. What does that mean? Hold on, Rick. No, shut up, Rick. So when he's offering you something, what is he typically offering you that you're turning down? No hush, Brent. No one's asking you. I'm asking Rick.
No, I think we're just talking about the maybe the Hump Diddy City lyrics right there, for example, on that one that that he offered up. I'm not sure what else.
I'm just
that was the most Aquarius response ever. That's one way to write it.
It's just funny. But yeah, but Rick,
I'm gonna quote that for years now. Anytime somebody said, I'm gonna be like, well, that's one way to write
it. That's one way to do it.
I can't wait to use that on Andy Serber. Oh, it's gonna be fun.
Oh man. But yeah, Rick, I'm just glad you started playing again, and I'm glad.
I appreciate your encouragement, man. I don't know if I would have got here without you helping me get the ball rolling there. So.
Yeah, I'd have walked away from this podcast without Brent. He is kind of he's the big daddy. That didn't sound right.
I'm the sky daddy. I want to be the sky daddy.
I still have to get those t-shirts made.
Man, I want to write a song called Sky Daddy.
So does Andy. So reach on out.
I don't know. I've never heard those two words together, so I like that.
Can we find you? There What's your 900 number?
Certainly that. I mean, yeah. I mean,
will you be wearing pants?
Depends on donations. If we can get donations up to a certain level, then they won't be required anymore. You know, depending on the time of day, but. No, it's just, it's amazing to, you know, last year I played 24 different places. So now I'm just trying to get a couple more shows locked in before I head back or head up north and, you know, try to do as much up there as I did down here. But it's been cool not always, you know, not always getting paid and stuff too, but going to little places like Poppy's Pies is right around the corner from me down here. And they have a monthly party for the community, and they bring in different artists that they showcase and stuff. And so I'll go down there and play and make a few tips and make a few friends and see some art and stuff. So that's always fun. And went over to, there's a new Pets Alive thrift store that just opened up. So I walked in there and asked them if I could play their grand opening. So I just kind of go places, and whether they want music or not, I just kind of force it on them sometimes. So like,
whatever,
can you stop me from playing music here? If you don't want to stop me, I'm just going to go ahead and come play on Saturday. So.
Can I play? Shh. Don't answer that question.
Yeah.
The words you're looking for is yes.
That's right.
Can we find you online anywhere?
Yeah, so you can look on the YouTube there, Round Rock Rick. Also on Spotify. Facebook, also Round Rock Rick. You can be my friend, or if you just want to follow me and Round Rock Rick Music, you can do that as well.
All right, dude. Hey, thank you for being on.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much for coming back. We love having you on.
I wasn't too traumatized, so I came back.
I like that boy. He's so nice.
He's so precious.
He's a little precious.
My precious.
My precious.
I'm Jinx. That's like the third time this episode we've done.
Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke.
Hey, did you see that we're pretty much booked up for the next 2.5-3 months?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It was funny last week.
One more space.
Like,
and then I was like, fine, I'll go ask people. And I did. And they said yes. And then somebody came to me through something that Brooks posted.
Sweet. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to a few of our update interviews coming up, though. I'm really, really excited.
I am too. I am looking forward to quite a few of them, actually.
Please like, follow, subscribe, and download. And remember to get out there and make
some.